Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey guys, welcome back to a new episode of the Eavesdrop Podcast. We're just kind of doing a round robin here, and the main star is Dell, because today it is just Dell and myself. I'm Francesca. Welcome to the show. No Jelly, no Jude today. Ikaw yung mainstay. Oh,
ako yung ano, ako yung host.
Ikaw talaga yung host.
Ako yung host. Kayo yung mga guests ko. Yeah, but Jelly is feeling a little bit under the weather this week. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we thought, well, if there are two Eves willing to record, why not? But even one guy with a dropette.
That's right.
Just to get some content out there. I think it's much needed because this year, ang konti talaga ng episodes natin.
Yeah. Though I'm glad you and Jelly were able to thank all our listeners for making us part of their Spotify Wrapped, their top podcasts.
Yeah.
That's so unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you, because I know that there's so many podcasts to choose from. Seriously, not just within the Philippines. So if we manage to be in your top five or your top, that's kind of saying something. I think you like us.
Thank you, though. So there you go. So Jude is not here because ayaw lang niya. Just kidding.
Sabi niya, Kebs. Kebs ko may recording. No. He said he'll make habol though.
Yeah, he'll make habol. Just like in parties these days. It is Christmas season in full effect. So many events and Christmas parties happening, and traffic in the evenings are just crazy. Like, it just does, there's no let up. You know, it's just traffic all day long. You know, usually there's like a pocket of nice, easy road. Not now.
Oh my gosh. Sa bagay, kasi we're, ano na ba? It's 10 there.
Yes,
so
December
10th. This coming week is probably going to be the busiest, because the offices will probably have their Christmas parties on Friday. Yep. So good luck.
I know. I'm glad we had our Christmas party early. Like, okay, let's do that.
Does that feel anticlimactic though, or no?
No, because I still give them like a Christmas gift closer to the holiday season. So, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And plus, I think because we're in food and beverage, we work throughout the holiday season.
That's right.
You know, so I want them to have the fun, then work. And then we are closed, kasi, during 24, 25. We give them that. And then also 31 and 1. But it's just for everybody's sake, you know, go be with your family or just rest like that.
Tapos for everybody else, you can cook. Or eat leftovers.
Uh-oh, yeah, you know. Uh-oh, they cook all year round. So, wag na, just go. Hi. Okay.
Saka what a great thing to have. Kasi pag you're an employee, you really need a break. Masara na food, you know, it's always on, diba?
It's always on. And in a hot kitchen. Hindi siya like an aircon environment, sitting at your desk. You know, it's hard labor.
Yeah,
anyway. All right. So.
So now that I got you alone, Monica.
I know. I'm so excited. Well, we did one when we were in LA, right? We did kind of
in
like
LA,
a.
In LA, that's right. We did.
I missed that. That was this year.
Grabe, it feels so long ago to me.
I know, me too. But it was just a few months ago. Well.
But why does it feel so old? Like an old memory. Not the ladies.
I know. I was like, not us, right?
No, the memory.
I think because a lot has happened in between, like after the fact, you know, after we did our LA trip, just a lot of life events.
In May? It was just in May. June, July, August, September, October, November. That's just 7 months, but it really feels like it's been 2 years. Parang ganon. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
So here, it's not much different. Parang wala ako sa mood.
Oh.
No, not to celebrate. To cook.
Oh, yes. Oh, I understand that.
It's not in me. It's not in me this year. Like, I know I said cochinillo, right? And I might. But like usually at this time, I'm already like not that I'm stressing, but it's already on my mind. I'm planning the menu.
Because you get
much
nerdy
different.
About it, right? You get really
I get real nerdy.
Yeah. And it's nice.
I know, but it's also like when I realize, sabi ko, grabe, what's that about? I never knew that about me, really. You know, and then when I asked myself, why were you such a nerd? Those, you know, leading up and then the actual thing, what's going on in your mind? I really feel the weight of everyone's, like, the success of the season depends on me.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if I fail, nobody eats.
No, also, part and parcel is your very competitive nature. With yourself. Like, it's like you're competing. Like I can't.
With that damn bitch.
Yeah. Like, I can't let her down. I'm going to show her I can do it. Right?
Oh my God. So true. So true.
And so
I'm
now.
I'm always looking at myself. Yeah. Mm-mm. That's true. Mm-mm.
So now, because you don't feel like it, it's like, well.
Yeah, I feel much more relaxed. Mm. But I'm not going to stress about it. I'm going to cook, but I don't know why the pressure, but it's as if I'm carrying the weight of the world.
That is.
And I'm like, who told you that? They just asked you to make the meal. Okay. Those are two different things, Delamar. Okay. And so sabi ko, I don't know. It just feels so different the way I'm approaching it. And the fact that I can acknowledge that I don't want to do it.
Yes, that's a good thing, actually. I feel, also, it's like in the beginning, you wanted to impress all these people, right? All these new people around you. Impress.
I'm not sure that I wanted to impress them so much as I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it. I don't want to be a failure. And that's one of the things I realized. Del, alam mo, medyo. Medyo too much, huh? Medyo, let's crank it down. Let's crank it down, okay? Because nobody's really watching you. Except you.
Right. Uh-oh. Well, that's good that you don't feel that you have to cook now. Because cooking is a joy. I mean, when I'm in the kitchen and like I'm in the zone, it feels good. And then when it comes out, whether or not it comes out like I want it to, it's just, I don't know, I have a good time. The times that I feel stressed about it is like when I'm trying to make it perfect, you know?
Yeah, I just don't want to fail. And it's like, it's the thing that, para kung sinisindihan sa puwet.
Mm.
Yeah, like, give me a task, I'll be like that. I have to do, I have to give it 1,000% for it to be okay. Oh, what's that about?
What
the hell?
Let it go. But you don't have, see, well, it's your learning process. Now you don't feel like you have to do it. So that's good.
Yeah, I know I can do it, but I don't have to. Or if I do, it's like my whole personhood doesn't depend on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could fail and it's still okay. Yeah, you failed that year. Okay, they're going to talk about it ad nauseum, ad infinitum, right? But okay, then talk about it.
Mm-mm.
So fucking what?
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. It feels nice.
Freeing, yeah?
Yes.
Set up.
Yes.
It reminds me of a colleague of mine. So she is like really into numbers. She's an analyst, financing, accounting. But her passion is food, right? And she's even like maybe collaborated or consulted with other food establishments for recipes and stuff, and they've been selling, right? Her creations. So she said, like, one of her main frustrations or insecurities was that she wasn't a chef, like a trained chef. Like, it's just all natural instinct that she likes to cook and the food comes out great. So she decided to take a step back from the numbers, right? And go to culinary school. Because she wanted to learn the proper, and so she can have the right to be called, in her mind, have the right to be called chef. Because these restaurants are selling her creations. So she takes it, and she got so... She liked it. She learned a lot. But she said, Monica, parang, I got so beaten down by it that I ended up not liking cooking. So she completed her course in very intense, and she's supposed to go to like an internship, which is part of her course, either in Japan or in the States, right? But she's like, I can't, because once she completed it, she hasn't cooked for herself. And that's her love language, cooking and preparing food. She's like, she's like, Mom Monica, I can't even cook rice. Like, I can't, you know, do anything. She's like, I've probably cooked like 3 times since I completed everything. So, voila.
Wow.
Hold on. Oh, I love you, David. I love you. It's 11:11 here. It's our number. So.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He has to say, I love you. Anyway, so yeah. So all this just stole that passion and fire from her. And she's like, you know, my insecurity, it's not worth it. Like, and I said, you don't have to be this trained culinary professional to create good food, you know?
Because I think sometimes we confuse success with how people deem your work or what you do. Yeah, there's that part. But in some things, parang, it's good that you just do it the way you want to do it, like cooking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think when she told you parang ano yon, she doesn't know the techniques, it just comes out great. I'm like, I'd take that anytime.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can just learn along the way. Like, okay, this is a technique, great. But then again, people do have that school of thought. They want that diploma, or they want that acknowledgement, or that validation that comes from an institution that says,
right
now, you are a chef.
But when you think about it, because I realize I like to do is bake bread.
Mm-hmm.
Bread is wonderful. To me, it's like, it's alive. It's not like cake. This thing is really alive, and you can see it breathe. It rises.
Yes,
and then you have to make sure that the yeast comes alive if you're not using. I mean, to me, it's like it's like a person.
Right.
and you just never know.
You're molding it. You're molding it. You're taking care of it. You put it in the oven.
Yeah, I put it in the oven.
Like a baby.
And I have a bun in the oven.
In the oven. Is that why it's like that? Is that why they call it that? Oh.
Yeah. So I realized I really like baking bread. Sometimes I get it wrong, really wrong, like really wrong. That's okay. I mean, it's a learning thing. Parang right. What did I do?
Uh-oh.
Tapos alam mo, magaling ako sa unang try. I'm the best at first tries. Tapos pagawa mo sa akin second, third, ay nako, it fails so badly.
Is it, anyway. Do you think, is it because you're thinking about it too much on the second and third tries? Like the first try is like instinct.
Yes. I get in my own way.
Mm.
Story of my life. But... Oh, sorry, that was a little aside. That was too loud. I get in my own way. And I realize just, you know, when you cook, when you're in a happy place, nothing can beat that.
Oh, wait, hold on. Am I losing your audio?
Oh, am I losing your? I mean, am I losing my audio? Uh-oh. Hello. Uh-oh. Hello, Del. Are you there?
I'm pretty sure you're recording, but I can. It was like getting choppy. But I think that's the audio coming from maybe the iPad and not your Zoom. I would assume your Zoom's okay.
Yeah, my Zoom's okay.
The mic.
How about now?
Yeah, I'm good now. I can hear you now.
Okay. Hindi pala ako, dapat pala ganito ang ano, hindi ako pwedeng mag-change ng angle. You just have to look at this side. Oh man, this is my bad side. The fact that you even know what side, what's the good side? Oh my gosh, you've looked at your face too much, girl.
We should all know our good side, our bad side.
That's true.
Diba? Always.
Not just the face, but character too.
Not just aesthetics.
I know. Okay, so what are we going to talk about this week?
What are
you
we going
to talk about?
You had
quite a week.
Yes. Oh, wow. What a week. What a week. And finally, the adventure's not done. When is the adventure going to be done? When you die?
Yes. I was about to say, when you die. Dapat ganun pagkasabi. Oh, see, you know, Parker, when he sees that I'm so tired, you know, he'll sidle up to me, give me a back rub and say, "It's okay, Mom. It'll all be over soon."
So ominous, my gosh.
God, that's his type of humor. Ganyan talaga siya, my gosh. Anyway,
okay, so big week in the household. Sir Al is out. He is doing a silent retreat. Now, for our listeners who don't know, it's called the Vipassana, and it happens worldwide. Correct me if I'm wrong, Del. Is it just one organization that does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Goenka.
That's certified, Goenka. So they have places all around the world where you can go for a retreat. And when I say retreat, because when I tell people, "Oh, Sir Al's on a retreat," parang akala nila vacation. Sabi ko, hindi, it's not a vacation. Not at all. It entails a lot of hard work. So it's a silent 10-day retreat. You go off, and it's just that you really don't talk. You don't interact with people. You're with your own thoughts for 10 days. And then there is a structured schedule of waking up early in the morning, meditating, eating, more meditation, eating, walking around, more meditation. You know, it's not for the faint of heart, okay? You cannot bring distractions. So you have no phone, you have no books, no pencils. You can't even do light yoga. You can't exercise like that. The food that you're served is very simple, clean, I think vegetarian, to help. Obviously, all of these things are to help you with your meditation. And it's a guided meditation. It's not like they just stick you in a room. Sige, mag-meditate ka. Hindi. There is. Hindi naman parang ganon. You know,
parang Squid Games. pero meditation, di ba? Go.
Yeah. So it's guided. And then there's somebody that you can talk to if you need to at some points of a day or the day if you need to process whatever maybe you saw or you felt during any part of your meditation. Men and women are separated from each other. Mm-hmm. And then individually, you guys are separated. Like, you cannot interact with anybody, not even eye contact, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ooh, Jude's here.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well. Hello. Hello. Mr. Hungover. No, just kidding. Oh, wow, you'll be fight.
Wait, I can't see him. Is he on cam already?
Yeah.
Yeah, how come I don't see him?
Oh, no.
You
is your screen.
To look at me.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah. You don't deserve to. Taga UP din si Delamar, no?
Oo, ano ka ba? Grabe naman to.
Fighting Maroons. Nice setup, dude. I like it.
Through and through. Walang iwanan. Walang bibitaw.
Wow, we can talk about your loss later. I'm so sorry.
Kainis.
Can you see Jude? Are you good na?
Yes, I can see Jude.
It's the new iPad. Follows her around. Yeah.
Yeah, Eve has that.
Yeah, it follows me, Jude. See? It follows me. No hands.
Is it on a gimbal? Is it on a gimbal, Del?
No. I know. It's, it's part of the...
You're feature. Kidding. It's the camera inside the iPad that is moving like that?
So you're on the iPad na.
Wow, that's
for the Zoom call, no?
That's some AI stuff, yo.
So the Zoom is on the iPad.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did I answer the question? Sorry, techno idiot. Sorry.
And what are you looking at?
What do you mean right now?
iPad.
iPad.
You're looking at the iPad, paren.
Yeah, I'm looking at you right now, like your screen. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Why? What does it look like to you?
Malagades.
Hi.
Goddess level. Ganun siguro. Yun ang tama ka answer, di ba? Baka mabatukan ako ng oras.
Oh my God, wait, Del, you are recording, right? I forgot to ask you. You are naman. Tama.
Yes. Uh-oh. Kasi baka ako na yung wala next week.
Ano?
Oh, but your mic is cutting out a little bit.
Okay, let me get something you guys talk and catch up, okay?
Tige, you'll fix it. You're going to fix it? Tige, she'll fix it. Anyway, hey, Jude. Oh. So we've started the podcast. I was telling everybody about...
What? We're live?
Yes, we are.
I haven't recorded yet.
Press? I thought you were ready. Yeah. You may record, but we are... You can cut this out if you like. We started it... Okay lang. We can edit this one.
No. You have the... You have the Zoom audio, right?
I have the Zoom audio, yeah. Okay. So I was in the middle of telling everybody about Al's Vipassana. He's like in the thick of things right now in his silent retreat. You jumped on in the call. We did tell them that you were going to make Habol, so here he is. Welcome, Jude Rocha. Fighting Maroon.
Yes, sir.
So I know you went to the game.
I went to two.
Oh, you
games.
Did! Yeah. Wow. So was it as electrifying as I would imagine? This,
it was for
these
me.
Games?
Mm. Being in Hong Kong for the championship season 84, mm-hmm. and missing that, and if ever there was a Christmas wish list that I wanted to come true was to watch the games live. And I did, but it did fall short of a championship. But nonetheless, it just emboldened me to support not just the UPMBT, like all those thousands and thousands who showed up in the games, but to root for them and to look forward to the next season, season 87, which will be hosted by the University of the Philippines.
What do you mean when you say hosted?
Schools host a season.
Oh, so are all the games played?
No, not in that sense. But,
oh, okay.
But well, some of the venues might be mm-hmm. like UP has a really nice football field nowadays. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. and so does FEU in they call it the Diliman football field of FEU. So some mm-hmm. football games used to be played there. UP mm-hmm. has a brand spanking new one. Mm-hmm. Near Commonwealth. So that was a pretty nice pitch. If I can imagine it these days.
But hosting, what do they do when they host it for the year? For the season, I mean. All events and stuff?
Well, it's you know, hosting, they're host schools, so... Season 85, I'm not too sure who hosted prior to this year. Mm-mm. I'm not even sure who hosted, I think it was UE. Season 86, this current season, the first half of season 86 is done because, you know, it's the first semester and then, and then it's going to start again next year. So I think tennis... starts in the second semester, if I remember how the scheduling is.
Okay. Exciting. Was it hard to get a ticket to
yes.
the games?
Yeah. The UP community, it's well known that, well, UP stands for University of Pila. Kaya saludo sa mga pumila sa varsity training center.
Okay.
Sometimes the next day they line up and for the do or die game, game three, it was pretty surprising that even before midnight, there was a line already forming. That's
Whoa.
How, and they spent the night there.
Whoa!
Mostly kids, I think.
That's concert level stuff, you know? That's K-pop stuff or fandom.
It was the hottest
that's
ticket.
Definitely fandom stuff. That's intense. So I have a question. So the sales of this, who does it go to? Where does it go to? The venue?
Part of it, sure, because they have to, the facilities.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's... you know, paid for and everything.
Do the schools get anything?
The schools get something.
Mm, okay.
They get a cut. It's all spread out. I'm sure they earn something from the sponsorships and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because it is very, very marketable.
Yes, it is. My God. I wonder how many people can that area venue contain?
Game three had the record. 25,100 something.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, the exact figures, I can check, but it was a record crowd at the Araneta for game three of the men's basketball finals.
Exciting. How exciting. I want to watch, but I'd be like, I don't know what, I mean, I don't want to be a poser. I just want to feel the excitement, you know?
it's addicting.
Mm-mm.
And I can't wait. I guess I'll be watching more games. Basta my sponsor. PLDT.
Him. Mahal ba? Were the tickets expensive?
Upper box is 200.
200 pesos?
Pesos.
Whoa.
Lower box, 450.
Oh, so not bad.
Gen
really?
Ad is either 75 or 80, depends on the venue, I think.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Okay.
And then good luck if you're getting Patreon or, well, for the first the game, VIP. We had the suites in Moa, which was, oh. Wow, this is swanky.
Swanky.
Oh, my fridge, my, you have your own restroom. You have your own box. So,
wow.
Diba? Kaya, thank you sa mga sponsors, VLDT.
Pero grupo yan. That's like your group.
Yeah. Yeah.
So PLDT sponsored you?
No. Wow.
Dang.
No, the Menjola sponsored me. June and Louis, salamat.
June. Wow.
For letting me tag along. And alam nila na gusto ko talagang manood. Kaya
oh, wait, I have a question.
Ng aking pagnanais na makapag-cheer sa ano. Ng UP fight. No, Delamar. Isang ang ano dyan, isang ang bagsakan ng...
hey, don't drag me into this, okay?
Ano naman tayo? Delamar version of UP naming mahal, please. Iyak ako. Ay, please. Iyak ako for that.
I love our song. Actually, I love the UP song. Madamdamin talaga siya.
Yes. Talaga mararamdaman mo. In my bones. Hindi po mawawala yan. Ayan, naiyak na ako.
Guys, ha, ang tag kahit anong pinakamagaling na K-drama hindi pwedeng paiyakin si Jude, pero UP naming
pero
mahal.
School spirit ng Universidad ng Pilipinas.
Yeah. And it's like it's the last place I think you really feel you belong. Like there's a collective identity. Right? Na parang, and then it's like you're celebrating with so many people.
Yeah. You know, even watching on the television, but in person, whether the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat at the end, and when they face you, or, you know, when the team faces you and... you're both, wala ko, humming along lang naman. Trying to hold back tears.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I love our national, our school song. Pero a lot of people don't know how to sing it, ha?
Oh, oh,
how does it go? How does it go?
Ay, nako, you cannot take me like that, Monica Francesca.
Isang sample dyan.
I don't know how it
goes. It's very reverent. It evokes that kind of feeling na parang, wow, lahat ng mga brilliant minds dumaan dito sa pamantasang ito. Na mag-ganong-ganong ka. May mga drama kang ganun sa buhay mo. But hey, this is the first... The bar exams came out, right?
Congratulations to all the new attorneys.
Yeah, my pamangkin passed the bar. So to attorney Paolo Jose. Woo-hoo. Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I shouldn't call him attorney because he hasn't taken the oath yet, but malapit he did pass. So,
As soon as the results are announced, siguro a week later, ano na, oath and pirmahan na.
Wow.
Ganun yun. Kaya masayang Pasko ng mga nakapasa.
That's true. Oo nga, masayang-masaya sila. Tsaka yung mga magulang nila ang saya.
Tsaka yung mga magulang nila. Meron magulang talaga, as in 60 plus years old na...
I saw that.
Pumasa. She took it.
Oh, she's what, 62 or something? Yeah. And she had taken it so many times?
Wow.
And there was one who was incarcerated, I think, which is the other end of
really?
He was in jail because he was the alleged mastermind of a heist in somewhere, I think in Cebu. So a human interest story.
Yeah.
Coming out of the bar results announcement.
So is he gonna try to get himself out na as bilang isang abogado?
Kasi He's on the opposite side of the law. He was on the opposite side of the law. Ngayon, he's the mole. He's a spy. We're just kidding, okay? We're just kidding. Baka mamaya may mga mag-react, diba? We're not hating on.
Kailangan mag-follow up na lang ng news kung papayagan siya sa oath-taking. Kasi...
Oh, yeah.
Kasi may record eh.
Nasa kulungan siya eh. So, bittersweet nga ang sabi niya. In Bisaya, na malalim na naiintindihan ko naman. But yeah, so he was happy, but also kind of, you know, because, you know, I am here,
right,
in jail.
Yeah, which is probably the best place to do all your study. Wala kang distractions eh.
For the bar, you mean? For the
or anything, like, anything. You know how those people sometimes, you know, they go to jail and then next thing you know they have a master's degree in something.
They're closer to God. I saw this movie with Joel Edgerton, the gardener, the master. What, I forget. With Sigourney Weaver, and it was very visually. It was not beautifully shot. Of course, they have beautiful faces. Even Sigourney Weaver in her
60s.
Yeah. So what's everybody doing? I caught you guys in the middle of this. I just wanted
Yes. Okay, so
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And just make sure Jelly's really gone, ousted already. So this is what you're...
Oh, Jelly. Oh, si Jude.
Jelly, wala rin akong boses. Pero eto, nag-podcast. Hindi siya makakasagot. Nang agad-agad.
Nafe-feel niya. Nafe-feel niya na yan.
sasagot siya next. next episode.
Aren't we taking a break for the holidays?
Oh, malapit na, diba? Wait, what's next weekend na, guys? Hold on.
Mid-December pa. So, medyo...
We can have one more.
How many episodes? One more. Just one more, diba?
Ewan ko, paabutin ba natin ng birthday mo, Monica?
Ay, oh. Pwede.
Yes, I say yes.
Pwede, but okay. Yes. So, because just circling back to Al, I cannot do it next Sunday. I can't record next Sunday because that's the day that he comes out of his 10-day Vipassana.
Speaking of
your mind, a prison of the mind.
Being incarcerated. With your thoughts.
With your thoughts. Oh my God, imagine. Yeah. I told him, I had like this moment where and it was very brief, very, very brief before I got my colonoscopy and my endoscopy procedure, where I was like waiting for my turn. And I was alone in the room on the bed already on the gurney. I didn't have my phone. It was very quiet. And even though there were people around me, they weren't making me pansin. They were just walking because I was just waiting. And it was like maybe a good 30 minutes. And I wasn't talking either. So it was just very introspective. And I went back to like certain times, like the time that I had to give birth to David. Memories in my head.
You're awake, right? You're not under anesthesia just yet.
They just had the IV on me, my liquid IV, and
to keep you hydrated.
Yes. So just thinking about that memory of giving birth to David, and they had the drugs that they pumped me in was so much because they didn't know my epidural had shifted, and I remember I was shaking uncontrollably for like a very long time after delivery. So all these memories were so very vivid. They're usually not. And they were so vivid in my mind because I was quiet. It was quiet around me. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I was like, oh my God, imagine 10 days of this. How far back will you go? Mm-hmm. You know? And then I shared that with Al afterwards. I said, hey, Al, you know, there was this moment in Gian, so I would assume when you go in, just take it step by step. It might be scary. I don't know what you're going to remember, what things will be unlocked, but it'll be okay. You know, just breathe through it and just roll with it. Just roll with it, you know, and like that. I was like, oh, so that was just only a snippet of what I feel like. I can only assume. I can't even talk of how it is because I've never done it, you know.
Al's done it before?
But you're...
Only like 1/4 of the way. Yeah, like 4 days.
Yeah.
And then he gave up. Oh, he didn't give up.
Well, he tried it out.
He did. He tried, but yun nga, kasi it was at that point in his life back in like 2011 that he wasn't ready to separate himself from the world yet. He was saying like, I felt that the world needed me. I felt like I had to be there. I was missing something, or, you know, something was going to move. The FOMO, you know, FOMO of life in general. And then that's why at this point in the stage of his life, he really decided, I'm ready for this. Like, I can separate myself for a big chunk, and nobody outside will need me. I'll be okay. Everybody else will be okay. So mentally, nandiyan na siya. He was there just to clear all the clutter up in his head. So yeah. So anyway, so I was telling everybody about that. You know, it might be new to people. It isn't new to a lot of people when I tell them, when they ask me, where's Al? I said, oh, he's doing a Vipassana. What? 10 days? Yes. So I have to explain to them what it is. So yeah, anyway, so 17th, he'll be back and we'll be able to, I can't record then, so we can record any other day.
Maybe a day before he comes back.
Pede.
Because Jelly actually had a great question for all four of us.
Okay.
To wrap up the year.
In Asansha.
Yeah, you go tell her, Jude.
We'll answer it without her.
Text nyo ngayon. Sabihin nyo. Ano sa group chat? Jelly, ano nga ba yung tanong mo? Tapos isipin nun. Ba't? Hindi ba kailangan nandun ako? Hindi.
I wonder her reaction when she's listening to this podcast and she can't argue.
Ano mo na lang, padala mo na.
She'll laugh. She will laugh. Oh, Jelly Belly.
Oh, man. Just hearing Fran talk about it, I'm getting like my heart is kind of racing. I'm doing the same thing in January.
I see it in your eyes. But I think it'll be a very... I think, you know, I think it's probably a unique experience to everybody who steps in there. Yeah. Del's going to do it in January.
For the first time, Delamar.
Mm-hmm.
You've always wanted to, and...
I've been wanting to do it since 2007, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's like 20 years in the... almost 20 years in the making, you know? And I heard someone say, meditation is consciousness looking at itself. And for a lot of people, that's a scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were talking about, it was a 30-minute thing. Because after you get naman talaga an operation and you're put under general anesthesia in the recovery room, you're really going to shiver uncontrollably because it's the body's way of processing all the anesthesia out of your system.
Oh.
And that's why they put so many blankets on you and heating pads, but none of them work, right?
Yeah, no.
You still feel so cold because it's inside the body and the body is trying to get it out. Like let's say La Senka the night before. This is the hangover. Parang ganon. So you will shake. I remember because all the operations I've had, it's like they don't tell you that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? They should tell you.
Like, it's okay. This is what's going to happen in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, kasi when you don't know what's happening and you just came to, like there was a part that you know you were out, like conscious, your consciousness was gone. Kasi talagang wala kang maalala. There's no dream. Mm-mm. After these, but like your colonoscopy, there's no dream there.
Not that's at it. All.
You feel so rested, right?
I was like, whoa, it's.
Let me have that again next year. let me have one of those again.
Delamaria, since 2007, and you feel that in January, leading up to it, because we've had discussions, I don't know if it was off or on air, but you really wanted to make it happen in the next month, right? So yun na talaga, hindi mo na tinakbuhan yung nararamdaman mo na kailangan mo nang gawin to kahit na I have to get on
kailangan ko harapin.
Get on a
harapin
flight.
Mo daw. No, it was really because I wanted to go in December. I was gonna go with Al. The boyfriend was saying, oh, you come now this year, this month, sabi niya. But then, you know, we couldn't do it because of many questions. Because you can't just really leave your family in the U.S., you know. Wala masyadong tutulong. I mean, hindi katulad sa Philippines, ang daming family and friends na pwedeng pag-iwanan. And I was thinking, okay, no. I'll do it in January. Prepare also my children for, because I'll be gone. This will be the longest. I'll be gone 20 days. So I have to prepare everybody. So January, I'm there. I'm nervous. I'm kind of nervous, but I'm also excited. Kasi parang feeling ko, I want the solitude. What I have here is isolation. Those are different things. Isolation is you feel disconnected. But solitude is a more happy place of just being by yourself, of being with silence. And I think I want that. Sabi ko, but who knows what will happen? I don't know. Help me. The demons in my head.
Oh, lalabas yan, but okay lang. You'll be able to handle them.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, God, pag hindi ko pa ba naman kaya, di ba? After all, really?
There is a screening though to this June. So they did have to apply. Tapos may mga questions and then...
They have questions like, have you had therapy? Have you had a psychotic break or a nervous breakdown? Kasi when you isolate the brain that much, you know, if the brain is not ready, if it's too much, like, You have to assess people going in because it can mess them up. They just want to make sure. Eh, messed up na ako. So siguro sabi nila, okay man, come on down.
Welcome.
Pero nakapasok ka na dun sa susunod na skid, which was in January. You tried out not over there in the U.S.
Tried it. A Vipassana in the U.S.
to book. You were looking for slots in the States also.
Yeah. So every time I would look for the closest Vipassana, it would always be like filled up so quickly. Like I remember Al even sent me the link to when a California center was opening the sign up. And I was on my phone, like, you know, refreshing. They were late opening it. Tapos nalingat lang ako. Pagbalik ko, closed.
Ay. fast.
And so I've tried Arizona, I've tried Colorado, the two centers in California, Idaho, Tennessee. Just go, wala talaga. So sabi ko, best bet is to go home. Mm-hmm. And it feels like I couldn't do it here. I have to do it there. I don't know why, but it feels like it has to be there.
Can you say where it is or general whereabouts?
Quezon.
So that's in
Chaong, Quezon.
What's the scenario like? Is it a retreat, the place? Is it up in the mountains or?
Yes, it is. It is. Wow. It is in the mountains. It's grassy and green. But
just like my mind.
Grassy and green. But of course, there's structures, but I think the buildings are, it's simple, you know, simple room.
Right.
Simple lodgings.
Being Amihan season, that's where the easterlies will be hitting.
So it's going to be cold? Time,
yeah, it'll be, I think, usually January, first few months of the year.
And you have to dress conservatively. So no leggings. It has to be loose pants.
Paano na yung tanga ko?
So hindi naka red speedo si Al ngayon.
Hindi.
Kasi yun yung naisip ko ngayon eh. Nandun siya 10 days. Naka-briefs lang. So, hindi pala.
Oh my God. Yeah. So all loose clothing, pants, shirt, nothing revealing, no athleisure wear, you know, like that. Hindi pwede.
What? I can't wear my Lululemon?
You can't. Hindi pwede. Yung aloe
no
yoga?
Lululemons. Okay, Lululemons. No.
Hindi ako pwede rumampa.
Hindi pwede. Hindi pwede. Nobody can look at you naman eh. Because if you feel people are looking at you, you can make sumbong.
Hindi ako pwede mag-peacock.
You can't engage.
Ganun ako mag-meditate eh. Kailangan may forma.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Ako nga eh, parang the longest I meditate is maybe, longest is an hour.
Right.
But this
right.
is like 10 hours a day. My gosh. Can you imagine?
But at least guided. And then I told Al, hey, and then I'm not one to talk, but I said, if you fall asleep on the first day, okay lang. And if you can't do it the second day, okay lang. I said, you have 10 days to practice it, you know?
Teka, so, ilang araw na ba siya? Ask off.
So today would be the start of the first fourth day.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fourth day.
First.
Almost
fourth,
halfway
yeah.
there.
Oh, he's got this. He's got it. And I was telling Del that I do, and I want to ask him when he gets out, because the days that after the day he left, I dream of him. He's like in my dream in a way, nah, just maybe random, but he's always like in this white background or white light or basta. He seems like a very calming presence in my dream. We could be probably talking about anything, like something casual or something. I can't remember. But at least I know the feeling. It's like
peaceful.
White. Peaceful. Yung pala hindi for him.
Wishful thinking.
But wishful thinking ako.
And ang projection mo, yeah.
Oh, maybe. So I'm gonna ask him when he comes out. Oh, I know. Yung Friday. What? How did you feel?
Nagtugma ba yung ano mo? Nakikita mo noon.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear, like, you know, his experience. Like, because people who come out of it have always, whether they finish it or not, always has something kind of significant to say about the practice. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. It's like, oh, ano ba nangyayari dyan, huh?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Well, are you ready, Monica? Because I'm sure. You know, 10 days of isolating someone or spending solitude just leaving you with your thoughts. Because hopefully you will see things as they are. That's what the Vipassana literally means, to see things as they are, right? Nobody goes through 10 days of that unchanged.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For some, it's fundamental and they're never the same ever again. What's that like for the partner who's not doing it? Right. Because I think it will give me an insight as to what my husband might be feeling.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm very excited for it. We did have the talk. I said, whatever you learn, whatever you realize or see, or come to a conclusion after everything, you know, we'll be okay. We'll be, I mean, of course there's a slight scare, like, oh my gosh, what if he realizes he doesn't need me or something? I don't know. Or he realizes he wants to take a different path. I said, whatever that will be, we'll handle it together. You know, we'll figure it out. I don't know. I really don't know.
Right.
But I am very, very excited for him because I really know deep in my heart that he needs this for himself. Mm. You know, would it be something I want to do? Not really, not in this point in my life. Maybe in the future, but no. Also, I know, but what am I going to see? I am also very scared to do that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I wish, like for me, I'd think, maybe can I do this without going there? Right? But not, I don't think you can. I mean, it'll just be totally.
But sabi ni Carl Jung, where the fear is, that's where the work is.
So I'm very, very, actually I'm very impressed by Sir Al right now. You know, and the guts that it takes to do this. And you, Del. I mean, the commitment that it takes to go in there.
It's not guts, honestly. Mm. It isn't. You've run out of space to run.
Yes.
It's time.
Right. Yeah.
Like people who go there, most of them are at the end of their rope or they're just at wit's end. You don't know anymore. You're willing to try something so outrageous.
Uh-uh.
Right? But for you to be ready to take that on means there's been a push and a pull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Like, yes, yes.
Pero kung pwede, request ko lang kausapin mo si Tyler. Kausapin mo siya, ha? Yung ganyan na, I am really impressed with Del.
Ganyan na. Sasabihin ko yan.
Ano mo na, i-prep mo na siya.
Ano ba yan? Naintindihan ba niya yung gusto mong gawin? Yung when you try to explain it? Mumbo jumbo on his end?
No, because a lot of people, like one of his best friends is also into meditation. So he hears it not just from me, but from other people. But I think, I don't know, but this is my suspicion. The way I feel that he's feeling about it is he's scared I might come out different.
Mm, there is that. Absolutely.
There is that.
100%. You know, that, there is that risk.
And it's like...
Not risk, sorry. Probability.
It's not a yeah. Risk. He's gonna think, what am I going to get? And what I think intuit is, I think he's scared that where it might lead me would be a place that either he doesn't feel included or is threatening to him in some way.
Mm.
And so, because I don't think I can just say, oh, it's not going to happen. Because that's not giving it, you know, I can see where he's coming from. So,
yeah. Absolutely.
In short, a change in the status quo might be a possibility.
Parang ganun eh. Yeah, even if there's no like earth-shattering or
the non-verbal cue that's not recorded on the microphone is what I'm reacting
which
to, by the
so
way.
You're so grateful for.
Masaya to, masaya to.
Nako, alam mo, the funny thing is when I do mine, it will be the last leg of my trip to the Philippines. So I finish on the 28th of January and I am leaving on the 29th back to the US. So I really have no time to talk to anyone.
You're going
to
be unpacking on the way flying back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Maybe...
Oh, kailangan nandyan yung mga close insecurity
mo.
Yes,
susundin ako ni Monica.
Oo.
Susundin ako ni Monica.
Oo. I'm gonna pick kausap. You up. Oo. Like I told you, my mom said that when you come out, everything's gonna be loud.
Mm.
I mean, not,
well, that's not just why, Monica.
Not just me.
Not just Monica. No, that's why I'm trying to book my, I'm booking all of my transfers and rides from here in December so that all of it is taken care of and all I just have to deal with is myself. That's all I need to do. Uh-uh.
But we can bring you okay and pick you up. Sabi nga ni Al. Tell Del.
Totoo yan?
Siyempre.
Totoo.
Goma na yun, Delamar. Kasi lalo na paglabas mo. Well, yeah. On the yeah, way, yeah. Prepping.
Para preso. Para nag-sentence. O, paglabas mo.
Anong gusto mo? Iba yung magsusundo sa'yo na hindi mo kilala.
I don't know. I don't know what I'll feel, Jude. Don't pray.
Well, would you want strangers to be...
Yeah, exactly. For sure, you don't want strangers to pick you up.
Oh, ganon?
Well... Yeah.
Nee, yeah, mo siya gusto niya mag-bus pabalik. Oo, di sige.
Hindi. Ano ba? I told you nga, I fixed my transpo. I'm trying to.
Kilala mo yun. Hindi. Nag-offer na si Monica. Oo.
Sige, game, Monica.
Bagong sasakyan yan.
Hindi pa ba tayo naka-hybrid?
Hindi pa. Malapit na, pero hindi pa. No, I don't know. I want one so bad. Anyway, yes. So, making plans. But don't worry. We will pick you. We will bring you and pick you up.
So, it is announced that Delamar will be here in the new year.
Aye.
Right?
Yes.
And,
yes.
Well, if you haven't figured that out yet, we're spelling it out for you. So uh-oh. That could possibly mean that, well, for sure, we're all four of us, we're going to be together. I'm going to make sure that I show up for this and try not to come up with an excuse.
Gosh.
Nako, hindi pwede yung mga excuses mo, ha? Pwede
ba? You'll be back naman eh. You'll be back. So,
alam mo, last year, wala tayong January, ha? Feb na tayo first episode really? Of... 2023.
Yeah, because remember I had to go back home.
Oh, that's right.
So that's what it. Yeah. Okay,
that's right.
Yeah, I went home January, first year anniversary of my dad in January.
Oh my goodness!
What timing?
What exactly? Well, all right, okay. So at least it's great. Guys.
We'll be somewhere. Yeah, maybe there's a live. We don't know. We don't know.
We don't
know. But we're thinking about it.
Uh-oh. But we'll make it happen.
Maganda yun. Kasi it's the first on our fifth year. Nux.
Whoa. So yeah, we'll ask TPN to set it up.
Oh, that would be nice.
That would be
actually
nice.
Just to be in the same room, all four of us.
Actually, yeah, it doesn't have to be live if we can't make it. So, just to record.
Because we haven't been together. Because the last time when I went home in 2019, Jelly wasn't there. Remember?
Oh,
remember the surprise episode?
That she- ano nga ba yun? I
that's
forgot.
Right.
Na. Which? What are you talking about specifically? What happened? Trying to. Alam mo, my memory, my. Lumayo sa mic. No, you're not.
Tapos ganito lang yung mata.
Non-verbal cues.
Ayun. Oo nga, Pasko.
Oh, remember that?
Almost.
Like that? Like,
almost to the day. Today, I think. Or,
hindi nga.
Might be.
Was it? Oh my gosh.
I think...
I get tags. We get tags sometimes randomly throughout the year. People stumble on it. Oh, remember this?
Remember it when we were all... Because I remembered you posted the video.
I did.
Because you did not know what was going to happen in the episode.
No idea. And that is the one that people tag us in. Like,
and then Jude has this brilliant idea of writing the caption for that video.
Which was?
Anong haba? Ay, naku, I'm not going to recite it.
Oh. Oh, Monica, can you look it up? Ano ba yun?
Yes, you can.
The hug that was felt around the world.
The hug that was felt around the world.
Why?
Yes,
you like
Mr.
giving
Jude
hugs.
Russia.
Ilang year, I do. Oh, wait, how many years ago is that?
That's 2019.
4 years. 2019. Almost to the day.
Okay.
Almost to the day.
Right. Yeah. Sometime this time in December.
Well, a lot has happened. And evolved.
No shit.
Sherlock.
Oh, parang in 2019, yun yung, alam mo yung sa story ni Delamar, yung parang, oh no, she's going to go through it. The next 4 years is like,
diba?
Oh my.
Tapos pandemic. Boom. One after the other.
Tapos, dami nangyari.
So dapat may, after 4 years, meron ng update.
Update.
Gawa tayo ng documentary na lang. Ayaw mo sa podcast, o di. Kasi, look, I mean, may maraming, parang cliffhanger siya, di ba? Parang,
yeah, we need closure, do we? Do we need closure? Jude started it, Del. Jude started it, not me.
I know, this is talaga si Jude, no? Maldito.
Basta, we take what we can. And Delamar is back January. Yeah. And
correct.
Alam mo naman, only fun in the Philippines. So, diyan tayo sa bagong taon.
Si Jude, nako! Parang nasusian. Parang he's
burned.
Lavishing this too much.
Is this what happens when you're kulang sa tulog? Is this what happens?
Oh, sabi ko, gagawin ko ba to? Sila na lang dalawa.
Well, thank you for gracing us with your presence, Jude. We really appreciate it.
Make the most out of it.
We're gonna make the most out of it.
Ang ayoko lang, parang ako yung iniihaw niya eh.
Kasi wala si Jelly.
Wala si Jelly, so ako iniihaw niya. Walang kwenta.
Wala kami ni Monica last time, so...
Oo.
Parang walang nangaasar sa inyo eh. Kaya...
Oo nga, kung narinig nyo lang yung buong recording.
that was fun though. So sabi ni Monica to start this episode, parang ano... Parang ako yung main host. Tapos guests.
We're just the guests. Everything's doing a round robin. But the mainstay is Delamar.
Welcome.
So next, ako, hindi, next week andito ako. Okay? Kasi birthday mo.
Yes.
So we have to figure that out.
Wala ka nga pala. Wala nga pala siya.
We'll just set a schedule. Maybe we'll skip a week and then come back for one last time for December. Yeah.
We have to.
We're not okay, gonna... Ayoko magsalita kasi pag nagsabi akong meron pang isa, malamang wala na yan.
Magka-cancel na si Jelly.
Or something. Kaya ano na lang. Yeah, this would be the sixth straight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not all of us.
Look at us.
So the
not
effort
all of
is
us,
there.
But still, yes.
Uh-huh. We're trudging along.
Yeah.
In that, when we see each other for the recording in January, it will be with wine in hand.
A setup.
Ah, kailangan gabi.
Maybe. Oh, kailangan no. gabi. Whiskey nga eh kung pwede.
We can do that in the morning too.
Oh, Jude, there are,
there are no rules.
What?
Sige, for old time's sake, a Sunday brunch. Maybe.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh, I love that.
Ta-da. I remember that. That was fun. Uh-oh. Sunday brunching at Aria. I think we made Aperol spritzes one time too.
Yeah. Oh, your mimosas. I would bake. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Jelly would bring in the cheese.
We had a plate, so a platter.
Uh-oh. Bougie like that.
Oh nga, you know? Parang sosyalin pala tayo nung nagsimula tayo.
Ano nangyari?
Kailangan may okasyon.
Well, we'll bring the occasion next time. But yes, yeah. Expect 2024 to start with a bang when it comes to the Eavesdrop podcast, because we will be in one place all together recording at the same time. Jelly, wag ka magtatanggap
ng hosting gig. Oh my gosh.
Oh, bawal. Okay. Babayaran ni Monica ang tiyak mo.
Papantayan niya. Okay. What? Sabi ni Jelly, double or nothing.
Wow.
Doña Monica.
So expect us. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps up the show.
I just got here.
Well, I think it goes to 1 hour and a half. We can extend.
No.
Meron pa namang topic si Monica na pag-uusapan namin. But, you know, when we saw you on screen, it just, you eclipsed it.
Did I derail?
With your star power.
We pre-prodded. You'd be proud.
You did? Nothing came of it.
Hindi na
tuloy. As most pre-prods do. Mess things up.
Oh, that's why we don't usually. If we don't pre-prod, everything just happens and rolls naturally.
Yes. So. And we find our flow. Mm-hmm. And then we just follow it all the way to the end, which is where we are now.
Right now. So there you go. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Jude, for making habol.
You'll be fine.
And roasting us along the way. And
fighting,
we will be
fighting.
Back. Fighting. You'll be fine. We'll be back next week. Hopefully complete. No, we will be complete next week. Thanks for listening. Stop. Jelly still has a question that we have to answer to
Jelly.
Wrap up 2023.
Grabe talaga si
Jelly.
Okay.
Sige. Okay.
Feel.
Kayo naman masusunod eh.
Quickly, Jude, you can say thank you to everybody who made us their number one on Spotify.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciated. Just when you thought this yearly rap thing is played out, they pull you back and put another spin on it, and we all have to go through it. And for that, and for letting us know that you're still there,
we appreciate you guys. This has been the Eavesdrop Podcast. We'll see you next week.
I need something for this hangover, so.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.